Viajando.
Welcome, guys.
Welcome.
We've had a couple of
glasses.
Bienvenido to episodio. No, just kidding. I'm not here about this.
Thing. Episodio blank.
No tenemos número. Just kidding, guys.
Hello.
Welcome back to Come to Find Out. Today, can we call it like a freestyle? I mean, we're freestyling.
Yeah, a little bit.
We're talking about traveling.
Traveling.
Me, your one of your co-hosts.
It's like, who are you?
Let me introduce myself and my lovely co-host, Brittany.
Hello, I am Brittany. I am your co-host for this episode. Y'all excuse us. It's just one of those days. We're clinking it up with our ebony wine, having a good time.
Shout out to Ebony. She knew what she was doing with that one.
We're going to talk about traveling today.
Yes.
We are lovers of travel. We miss it so much. We can't do it as a little bit, not like we really want to because of this thing called COVID-19. So yeah, we're just going to reminisce about the good old days of travel. All the things of like travel hacks, where we've been, crazy stories.
Yes.
Because we are learned and traveled individuals. So
I can't,
tell me about your travels.
I can't complain.
Where have you been?
Not thinking about it. I really can't complain because I have traveled. I did travel out of the country once during COVID.
Oh, really? Where you been?
I went to Mexico.
Okay. Oh, you did say that. Yeah.
And that was Tulum. October, the beginning of October. Okay. Well, ending of September into October. And I have been to the Poconos, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to Miami this weekend.
Okay.
So I've traveled. And Atlanta, too. So I definitely have traveled during COVID.
Yeah. It hasn't really been, like, because of... It has been because of COVID, obviously, because, mm-hmm. like, my friends and stuff aren't going places. But I just haven't been anywhere. It really wasn't like, super terrified.
Mm-hmm.
Just being cautious, but also it was just nobody to go with. Mm-hmm. I went to Spain in January.
Mm-hmm.
And in hindsight, I do remember seeing on the news when I was there. I don't know if you ever noticed, but there's this little picture that they use for COVID. It's like a little cell. It's like
a ball with these red.
So I remember seeing that because I remember it made me itch. I didn't like how it looked. And that was in January, but it was already in Europe at the time.
Yes, I was not knowing. I was in Europe when that came out.
And so I went to Spain in January and really haven't been anywhere since. I did go to, in September, my family, we went to Wilmington.
Nice.
Wrightsville Beach. And we just had a house together. And then I went to Atlanta in November for a friend's birthday. But that's it. I haven't. And I did get on a plane only because I personally flew to Wilmington from Charlotte, which was like a 20-minute flight. Like, literally by the time the plane got in the air,
you landed.
We were landing. There was definitely no snacks. There was
Why did you drive?
I got off work that morning.
Okay.
And then at the time, my car had been acting funny, and I didn't really, like, 2 hours it was having on the side of the road, so.
Oh, not to mention.
And I have brothers. Yeah, I have brothers that work for the airline, so it was just a boop, boop.
Yeah.
Went straight from work to the airport.
Sorry for us folks at the
work. Up, down, and I was there, and then I went to sleep, so. But, okay, so tell me, where all have you, let's go internationally.
Internationally.
Where have you been?
I've been to Dominican Republic, I've been to Puerto Rico, I've been to Cuba, I've been to Aruba, I've been to Paris, I've been to London, I've been to Mexico, I've been to Canada, and Bahamas. That's about it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's internationally.
I feel like I don't be counting the Bahamas, I don't think about it, but I should. Okay.
You haven't?
I've been there, but I don't count it. Because I was like...
You don't count it.
13.
Oh, because you don't remember. But that's still counting.
I remember. I just realized when I'm counting my places that I've never usually included in that
one. Yeah.
Because we want to cruise.
Yeah, that's kind of...
That still counts.
It does count, but I don't count
you,
either.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
I've never counted
13. So, but okay. I usually start mine at Spain, and I was an adult, but I guess I'm kind of counting Puerto Rico, but I went to Puerto Rico. That was really like 25 was when I started, so I was went to Puerto Rico. I went to Spain, lived there for a little bit. I've been to Amsterdam. I have been to Germany. I have been to, I'm going to count Hong Kong only because it was a layover, but we did like explore for a night.
You went to Hong Kong.
I'm like, yeah, does it count? I went to Bali, Colombia, Dominican Republic. I lost count, but Dominican Republic.
She got stamps on
the
passport.
I think that's it. You know, I was so upset though when I went to Amsterdam, I didn't get a stamp.
Why?
Because I came from Spain.
Yeah. So they didn't count.
I think that's why, because it's a part of the European Union.
Yeah, but still.
So you don't, they don't stamp within their own. That's like, I think to them, it's kind of the equivalent of going from North Carolina to California. You know, it's just, it's not the same country, obviously, but they're in a union. So you don't, they don't need to stamp within each other.
Oh,
I think so. Because I was waiting for my stamp and I didn't, get it.
So you just not, so you just not.
So, like, oh,
so you're not going to stamp, you're not going.
So I never went to Amsterdam.
So I never went there.
No. So I think that's it. And then Bahamas, like we said. But yeah, I don't.
So tonight we have our special guest that you always hear about him.
He's always lurking.
Yeah,
he's in the background.
They're like, who's this man in the back talking? Like, who is
Especially if you're watching and you see us, like, turn our heads and, like, who are they looking at? I mean, well, I don't know, you might be in the camera and shy. I don't know. Yeah. I can't see what y'all
if
see.
If you see us looking at something.
No, so it's like, we're looking over, like, who are they looking at in the corner?
We are looking at Mr. Michael Foster.
I appreciate you guys having me on.
No problem.
You guys have a wonderful show.
We appreciate you.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
Okay, so.
What's been your favorite place so far?
I think that's so very hard because the dynamic has been so very different. And depending on where I was, like we were just saying before the show started, like I forgot that I had been a couple places by myself, but. You know, I went to Colombia with friends. I went to Spain semi-alone. I went to Bali with my dad. So it was like, it was, you know, it's just different.
Do you rather travel by yourself or?
No, not rather, but sometimes I need to. Like, I'm very in need of a solo trip right now. Like, it's on my vision board. But I had a blast in Colombia.
Oh, man.
Like, just, and I, obviously that was because I went with friends as well, but, and we went to Bogota and Cartagena, but Cartagena
looks beautiful. I've been looking into it for my birthday in June, and I was like,
Cartagena now, is the shit.
I obviously had some of this reaction because I was drinking. So my mom was like, well, I don't know what those drunken tears. I burst out into tears because I was having I think an overwhelming amount of joy. I was having so much fun with my friends. I mean, we're salsa dancing in the streets. It's raining. It was just a whole thing.
Raining.
Like, I'm talking like rain in the streets, like, and we're in the old city. It was just the picture perfect. Yeah. And I was just having so much fun with my best friends in the world.
Wow.
We're dancing, we're drinking, and it was just like the pinnacle of joy. And I was just like, I'm having fun. And I mean, me and a lady, the performing, and she's salsa dancing, and I'm right there with her.
Oh yeah, he did tell me about this.
Like,
story.
We just going. And so I just had a really good time there, and I was overwhelmed with emotions. And so I think right now, and Bogota was fun too, same friends obviously, but Cartagena was just, it was warm.
It's just left you a big impact.
And just dancing, and you know, then everybody there looked like me, and we're right, all, yeah. I got pictures of people with the ladies, and they're my complexion, and I've always been fascinated with the African diaspora in places outside of the U.S. So there's these older ladies, and they're my complexion, and they're beautiful, and we're just taking pictures. So it was just lots of different aspects of it that I just enjoyed. It was very beautiful.
I would definitely say you need to visit Cartagena, because like even like I went, and I remember telling her, and I was just like,
you did
like going there and being there, like you say, one. the people, mm-hmm. you know, the people are always going to be one of the, like, one of my main determining factors as far as, you know, like the good time that I have. Mm-hmm. And, like you say, they look like us. A lot of people don't know just that was one of the ports. So it's like a lot of Africans got dropped off there. And so mm-hmm. this African blood all through Cartagena. And so, like, they literally are people that look like us, and, like, they love us when we come there. Mm-hmm. Like, they love us. And so, like you said, you got the way the city is built, you got Boca Grande, and then you got the old city.
Yeah,
you
know, we were
so
the old,
like,
city.
Boca Grande.
And that's within Cartagena.
Okay. So they got it. Boca Grande is like, they modeled it kind of like, it looks like South Beach.
No, I've seen pictures.
See, I didn't even make it.
But
we didn't
it's just
make
like,
it there.
To me, it's like the architecture with the, like, the buildings, and you see the ocean. I'm
right.
This looks beautiful.
You got that, and then you got the old in the Wall City, to where that's like the, you know, the old part.
Yeah,
so
that's
it's like you got like the best of both worlds.
Gotcha.
Like, we stayed when we went, you know.
That was fancy.
We stayed in Boca Grande, in the penthouse.
But you went into the
Was it an Airbnb?
Okay, that's what
Airbnb.
I've been looking into.
I normally don't stay in the hotel.
Yeah, we had an Airbnb too.
Yeah, but Cartagena, man, the food, the people. We did some salsa classes, and then we went out later that night.
The videos we've seen, was that Cartagena?
There is video.
Or was that somewhere else?
That was definitely Cartagena.
Okay, I thought that was
almost
Argentina or something. Okay.
Nah, Argentina is a whole different story. We'll talk about that later.
But Bogota was so very different. It was amazing. And obviously, I mean, every country has this. The U.S. has it too. But Bogota was like a completely different...
Yeah, Bogota's more of the mountains, right?
Yeah, it's cold. They're way more European. So, just the people look different. Mm-hmm. And it was cold. I mean, it was cold. We went in the same week. And we were in Bogota with jackets on. And then you go to Cartagena and it's like tropical and touristy. But we had a great time in Bogota too. It was just a different experience. Mm-hmm. We made real good friends with our driver. He was the one that was, we started calling him Tio, but I forgot whatever his name was. We started calling him because he drove us around for a while. And then actually when we went to Cartagena, we had to come back through Bogota to fly to Miami. Oh, wow. So we called him again. Like, hey, can you come get us? We had like a long layover mm-hmm. back in Bogota. So we called him. He, you know, took us around for a little bit.
That's very sweet.
No, we got connections now. We can call somebody and take us around.
I got T.O.'s number out there. I wish
I could remember what his name was. But, you know, then somebody else, like, you know, asked, like, hey, who was your driver? We sent the information. So it was nice to be able to, you know, just keep the ecosystem kind of going. But Colombia
is the shit.
Is up there. And I do want to go to Medellin now.
That's always been
just
the top
to. Now I've been to two places. I gotta try there.
Medellin is like the, because I googled like what are the top cities in Colombia. Cartagena was number one, and I think Medellin.
I'm surprised. I thought Medellin would have been number one.
No, Cartagena. Well, based on this whatever website I clicked on, Cartagena was one. Medellin was two. that was the third one.
And Cleve is actually in Cali. Like,
Cali.
Right now, like I'm like, oh, it's like yeah, I'm, you know, it bounces out. Medellin has always been that was the first place that I wanted to go
mm-hmm.
to
yeah.
in
me
Colombia. But it was just always it was Medellin is the mountains. They say it's like the eternal spring.
It know? Looks
and everybody I've met from Medellin
very city.
Is they like they rave about it. Mm-hmm. You know how it's rare that people from somewhere are like they rave about
right.
that place. They normally like, oh, it's to them it's kinda like, oh yeah, it's home. But like everybody I've met from Medellin is like
Medellin kind of looks like a mixture of like a Bogota.
It looks like a very city, but it's still by the water.
Yeah,
it's in the mountains.
Yeah, it's in the mountains.
Medellin
it's not by the water.
No, it's in
Medellin
the mountains, but it has
in my geography.
It has a lot of buildings, but.
And I got nervous going to Cartagena because one of my good friends went to Medellin, and I think he's more fluent than I am for sure. Yeah, and he was saying that he struggled a little bit because. Even people from Colombia say that people in Medellin speak fast.
Mm.
Okay.
And so I'm like, okay. Or no, it was either that or he was saying that people from other countries say people from Colombia speak fast. One of those. Mm. So I was just nervous, like, okay, I'm not fluent.
Right.
Can I speak? Yes. Can I get around? Can I talk? Can I have a conversation? Absolutely. But I'm not fluent. And so I was like, am I going to be okay? You know, with the Spanish that I have, but it was fine. It was okay. But I was a little nervous going in. And as we were kikiing about before this, I showed, I have to send you this, Yamaris. Yeah, I don't even know if you can see it. It's a TikTok that I saw.
Show me some pictures.
It's a TikTok that I saw of this guy, and the caption was, when you are the designated Spanish speaker in your friend group, but you're not that fluent.
But you're not that fluent?
And so I watched this on loop a million times, because this guy's like in the drive-thru at like Wendy's, and he's ordering for his friend. But he's like talking to his friend and then talking to the...
So he's bouncing back and forth.
Right.
And he's just like...
I can only imagine. That's a tongue twist.
He just like, he did a little Spanglish, but he also kind of was speaking in English with that Spanish accent, like, chicken nuggets. It's like, I want the cuatro pa cuatro. So he went the 4 for 4. But he was also so very proud of himself.
Of course, but he did a great job.
I don't follow this person on TikTok, but I have seen his videos, and I think he's Afro-Latino, but he's not, I think his girlfriend is like a fluent Spanish speaker.
Not fluent Spanish.
No, so he does a lot of jokes about like trying to talk to his girlfriend.
Gotcha.
And but that was some of my experience in Colombia, because I was the Spanish speaker, and I've only had to speak for myself.
Yeah.
I've never had to then have to translate it to someone, a group of friends. Yeah. And so I reposted them on my Twitter, and they were like, "Yep." I was looking at Britt like,
"What'd they say?"
And like, we had for the most part, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
But we did have one time where we were trying to get our driver to wait for, like, he brought us back to our house. We were going to just run and change clothes and then want him to take us somewhere else. Mm. So we were trying to make sure he stayed. Mm. And it was like, everybody else ran inside, and they were just like, well, Britt, you can handle that.
Wow.
And so I'm like, you know, it would seem simple just to ask him to wait. But there obviously was like one word or something that was missing that he wasn't 100%. I wasn't sure that he was 100% getting what I was saying. And so, and then he was also very friendly though. So he was also trying to show, he brought a whole other book out of the car and was showing us like other destinations, and we knew where we wanted to go.
Yeah.
So it just, it got a little, it wasn't that hard, but for me, just knowing that the whole weight of the situation was on my shoulders, was like,
it's like,
if he leaves, it's your fault, Britt.
Anxiety like on you.
And so, because by the end, my best friend was like, we need to all buy Britt shots.
That's tonight. For sure.
Because it was it was a little bit stressful. And even when we got there, there was when we got to the airport, we were going through the customs part, and some of this I realized in hindsight, but he was letting us know that the address we had on our form was not a real address.
From the Airbnb.
Yeah,
they usually
But initially it seemed like he was telling us that we couldn't go. But it took me a second to realize, no, he was just giving us a heads up, like, hey, that's not a real address. It was kind of like if you have something that says 7th Street, Charlotte, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Right? You need a number,
yeah.
But when I saw the number, I was thinking that was the number.
Yeah,
like,
their addresses are different from ours.
And so it was just like, I was thinking that it was like 7th Street or whatever. Yeah. So he's just letting us know. And so then my friend called the person. She gave us a new address. So first of all, why didn't you give us a real address to begin with? But whatever. She called the person. They gave us a real address. Mm. So now we give it to our driver when we get to the transportation part of the airport. We think we're all good. We pulled up in front of a hotel. And when you get to a hotel, they start opening the door, taking your bags. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. We're not staying at the W Hotel. But they're taking our stuff. And so it's like, Britt,
what's going on?
Alto.
It's like, no. And it ended up being a situation where the Airbnb was kind of difficult to find, and they knew that, so you could tell from the instructions.
Yeah.
You had to, like, go this weird way and then go around the block, but they're taking our things. And it's like, okay,
hold on.
I need everybody to pause.
Oh, me no toe.
And the driver didn't get what we were trying to say. I think the hotel person, you know, he figured it out. And I kind of got a teeny bit annoyed at that moment because nobody wanted to just call the Airbnb person because you got to charge, you know.
I know we got
a quarter. Like, somebody could call. I was like,
I'm gonna call.
Give me the number. They didn't answer, so it didn't help. But it was just like, anybody even want to call the person because it was fees. It ain't that much.
So how long did it take for you to get in contact with them?
It was a lot. It was stressful. We didn't get in contact with them. Eventually, we figured out how to get there because we knew it had a red door. And we figured out the issue was that there was a big railroad track going through. It was right across the street. But you couldn't get there. You had to go around, do a whole situation. And then we got close and it was like, okay, it's 31. No, this 32. We kept going and we finally found it. Wow. It was a whole thing. And if I think I told you this before, but we had to leave a friend. In Miami. So when he got there, we didn't want him to go through that by himself. So he was like, hey, friend, they're going to take you to the... Just tell him to take you to the hotel. And it was across the street. And we went and got him. Because, like, you don't want to go through that alone. Like,
that's really good.
With my limited Spanish, it was a struggle. Like, friend, just call us. And we'll come get you.
We'll come get you.
So I had the best time there. But also,
yeah,
a little struggle. Leaving people.
I think that's usually how it is when you go to another country.
Makes good memories.
Yeah, because it's like... We went through all that, but damn, we had a good time.
I'm telling you, because the way I felt terrible for leaving my friend.
Yeah, you did tell me that.
Leaving him in the U.S. and we're going to another country.
Yeah.
And we left him.
Good thing he was a guy, you know. He can handle
Yeah, him. And then we were flying to Bogota. He actually ended up flying to Cartagena first.
Oh, straight.
And then from there, he had and came back to Bogota. So he did he missed the whole day, pretty much.
Mm. Get my money back.
So, friend trips. I did have a blast in Dominican Republic too, but that was different friends, but some of the same.
Yeah,
some of the same friends.
What did you like about Dominican Republic?
So that was also one of those trips that was like best time ever, but also
worst time
ever. Like we had a friend who loved him death. I haven't talked to him in a while, but he just had a situation while we were there.
I'm sorry.
He kind of had a little bit of a breakdown.
Gotcha. He was going
to while we were there. But it was like the last night. So like the whole trip was perfect. And then it was like last night.
He said it's the last night.
He was just like, but it's the last night. And it was my friend's. It was leading up into his birthday.
Oh, so you would rather have him have a meltdown the first night?
I was only mad. This was kind of like a... You know, you being mad for your friend. Because this situation is happening as we're supposed to be leading into his, like, it was coming to midnight. I'm like, happy birthday, friend! Now we're dealing with you having a whole...
breakdown.
I mean, it was bad. Like, it was bad.
Was he drunk?
Yes.
Okay.
That makes
a lot more
sense. None of us were drunk when we all had a shot or two. But, like, we weren't... It hadn't been that much, honestly.
Oh, okay.
We were still on the resort. And it was, like, one of those little parties. And, we kind of had the generic shot they give you. Like, if you just go to the bar at a resort and ask for a shot, it's like we didn't ask for anything special. And they kind of give you the standard shot. So, it wasn't that much. And then we were going to go off the resort because we had done that. We had planned to go off. We had gotten nice, cool with the workers. Mm-hmm. So, we were going to go off, have a good time. And then that kind of derailed it a little bit. But he got missing. So, we went off with our plan to go off to the resort and have a good time. But other than that little mishap, had a blast. We did the dune buggies, driving around. We dove in the caves. Some of us did, not all of us. Jumped in the caves, had a good time.
Let's don't touch caves.
It was beautiful. The resort was nice. Again, nice to be places where people look like you.
Mm-hmm.
The workers and stuff were like, "Ay, primo, your color the same as my sister." Like, it was, you know, it was just nice. We don't get the opportunity here to be somewhere where everyone looks like you, where you're in the majority. And that was the first time for me. That was before Colombia.
That piece of shit. Like, that part of it.
And we were just like, is that how people feel all the time?
Right.
No, for real. We were saying that, like, is this how they always feel? Everybody here, we felt like we were having a better time than the white people. Because we were making friends with the people who looked like us.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, this is what it feels like to be in the majority a little bit.
I guess to me it's like normal because I lived in DR and then I've lived here in the States. So I have family members that are your skin color. I have family members that are a lot lighter than me. So I get to see that all the time and it's like I've gotten used to it. So it amazes me to hear like.
I have family members that are different colors too,
but like haven't gone to a new country for everyone to look like that. Like that's normal to me. Like,
yeah.
if like a white person was to go to DR and be like, oh shoot, like they wouldn't understand like why you guys are all so excited and like getting along. Yeah. They'd be like, what's going on?
I remember us being in the pool.
Yeah.
And like there was a couple of white people, like the bar at the pool. Mm-hmm. But we were just like,
we're just kicking it, like, let's do it, cuz.
We cousins with all everybody there.
I mean, and that's basically like, what they're saying, primo. Like, really, yeah. Cuz.
We had made friends, so that's who we ended up going off the resort with one night. We had a pact amongst friends that if anybody feels
weird,
and you know, we're big on like instincts. Look, somebody's ringer might go off. If you feel something, just say something. Yeah. We ain't nobody tripping. Because by this point, we've lost man down. We don't know where the one friend is.
Yeah.
So there's three of us left. And it was nighttime. So like, look, let's be safe. Let's be careful.
That was going to be weird.
I think so. I don't remember if we had a designated place. We might have. I just don't remember. This has been like 6 years ago. Okay. But we were going off with one of the people we met who worked at the resort. He knew where to go, whatever. So, you know, we're an adventurous group of friends. We're together. We're going to make sure we stay together.
Did he seem cool the whole time?
Yeah. But at a certain point, we were supposed to be going to, like, one of the little bars. Mm-hmm. And we had been walking for a while. And we started getting, like, real far away. And it wasn't the distance, but, like, it was getting less light. Like, street lights.
Okay.
And we were just like,
Did you guys say anything to him?
Yeah, eventually we was like, you know, we kind of was like, hey.
So he didn't give you guys a heads up? Like, no, we're close.
I mean, yeah, but it still, it didn't matter. At a certain point, it was just like, we've gotten really far away. And we've been walking for a while.
Yeah.
Where's the place? Where are we going?
What did he say?
And like I said, it was getting darker and darker as we walked away. And so we was like, and we hit a checkpoint.
Gotcha.
And it was like, okay. We got to go back through. So we showed them our, like, resort places, and they were luckily cool, but it's not always that situation.
Yeah.
And it was fine. Nothing, I mean, it was all good, but it was just like, we're getting a little uncomfortable. We haven't made it anywhere yet. Where are we going?
So did he end up telling you guys anything? Like, once you guys thought about it, like, oh, we're almost there, like, something? Or did
I think he was saying that, but, well, we left the next morning.
Oh, okay.
But, because this was all that same, like, last night, but... We were just like, we ready to go. And he wasn't tripping. We just turned around. And when we turned around is when we hit the checkpoint.
Gotcha.
I don't know if we went back a different way than we came. I can't remember. But why weren't they there when we came through? But we was like, hey, Paradiseus, with his bracelet, trying to get back, you know. And they were cool. And obviously the guy we were with worked there too, so he could vouch for us. And that was that. So, it could have gone a different way, but it was fine. But we just make sure that we stuck together.
Yeah, of course.
Everybody got weird vibes. We're not trying to be, you know, whatever. Yeah. And then even the next morning we were leaving, we did one last minute trip to, like, get some souvenirs and stuff. And we ended up, it was four of us, two girls, two guys. Me and my girlfriend got on the back of somebody's moped. Not a stranger. He like, and we got his moped, and we were gonna just ride to this. We could have walked, but he was like, "Oh, I'll take you." And my friend Gene was like, he's very protective of his female friends, and so we got on there, but then I think something in him just didn't feel good.
Yeah.
And so I'm in the back, my friend's in front of me. I'm holding her. She's holding the driver. And something I could hear at the back of my ear, and all I hear is flip-flops. Flap, 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 flap. I turn around, he is running.
What is he doing?
Behind, just running behind. He didn't want to lose sight of us, so he's just running behind us.
Oh my God, to make sure as a friend.
We got where we were going, but all I hear is flip-flops. Just, you don't have no sneakers on. You just running down the streets. It was like, my friend's going to make sure we okay.
Yo, how?
Because like, it wasn't that far.
But how fast is the moped going? Like,
he kept up. That's it, friend. No ankle support, just running in flip flops. I mean, he's running in like beach Old Navy flip flops or whatever it was. No. I don't know. So but again, we had that conversation of if anybody has a feeling,
yeah.
And I guess he had the feel. He just wanted to make sure that I think he didn't want to lose physical sight of us. So he wasn't like right behind us, but he could always see us. And so once we got to the spot. And
He was getting his car.
5 minutes later, he came up there huffing and puffing like,
y'all okay?
Y'all good?
Oh, we good, baby. So, you good?
Yeah, it was... it was a good time. We got our little, you know, souvenir shot glasses, magnets, whatever. And then I think we walked back. I don't know. It's been a while, but that was a fun time too. It was one of those, like, I don't know. Like you said, you have good memories when it was like, there was awful parts of it, but there was great parts. That's when I learned about, what's the drink? I think I told you.
DR?
It's DR, but it no. It's a, we learned about it in DR, but it's the Brazilian drink. I told you.
Oh, Caipirinha.
Oh, because I think the girl who was our bartender we kept going to, I think she was Brazilian. So she kept, we kind of had a little thing. We'd go to her, we're like, what do you want? Caipirinha. And that's all we ordered, like, the whole weekend. So that's all we had. So, I mean, I know about Mama Juana, but we had caipirinhas the whole time because of her.
We in DR, but we gonna make it Brazilian.
That's what we had. And so even when I came back, when I moved to Raleigh, I was trying to find my little, like, signature drink.
Yeah.
And it was caipirinha. And the place I went to had a jalapeno one. Oh.
I love spicy. What about you, Michael? Delicious. What has been, like, your favorite place to visit?
Been all over.
Let's see. I think I might be at 11, but if you add Bahamas, I never count Bahamas.
Yeah.
Well, I think I don't have a stamp on my passport.
Man, that counts. You went to Bahamas.
Because we didn't even have passports
at that time.
Yeah.
Because it was like it was like a cruise. This was back in like 2000. It might have been 2000.
It
wasn't part of the U.S. though, right?
No, it wasn't.
But when you went on cruises at that time,
all
you needed was a birth certificate.
Yeah, like, because I definitely didn't have a passport.
Was that the whole... We need to have BJ on. Was that the whole issue with him being nervous? BJ.
Yeah, that was...
Because we didn't have his, like, birth certificate. We didn't have passports.
Yeah, we didn't have passports.
We didn't have them at all.
Yeah.
I think it was like his...
I went to Montreal.
Yeah, I was like 25.
Yeah.
I think it was because they
it was something
didn't
like
have
that.
His birth certificate, it or something. It was like they were questioning it.
It was something.
And he thought he was going to have to stay.
This looks a little suspicious.
Right.
He thought he was going to have to stay in Miami or where we were.
Let's see. Brazil, Cuba, Argentina, Jamaica, Mexico, Canada.
Oh, I didn't count Mexico.
Paris, France. Panama.
I didn't count Paris.
Costa Rica. Colombia. It's always one.
Bahamas? Did you count?
I didn't count that one, but there's another one. It's the 11th. I'm missing one.
Has anyone been?
Is it Costa Rica?
I said Costa Rica. No. See, Costa Rica, Panama.
Done Paris for Europe?
Yeah, that's the only place I've been in Europe. I'm always forgetting the last one. I said Argentina, right?
Yes, you did.
That's Argentina. Well, that's another.
tell us about Argentina.
Argentina, it was more, it's Latin America, obviously, but it's more the European. Like the European Latin America. So it's totally different from all of the other places that I've been, to where I'm so accepted and loved when I go there. You know, they were just kind of like, oh. And they speak a different dialect of Spanish. So I'm down there. First of all, I'm down there speaking Spanish that I know.
Yep.
And
they're looking at you crazy.
They're looking at me crazy, like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
And they was thinking I was Brazil. Mm-hmm. They was thinking I was Brazilian. They thought I was a Brazilian trying to speak their Spanish.
Yeah.
You know. It was a lot of racial type of undertones, you know, that was going on. Yeah.
I hear that a lot of Argentinians.
Yeah.
Where, like, they're, no offense to anyone that's Argentinian, but, like, they're considered Hispanic.
Right.
But they're, like, Hispanic that they think they're a lot better than the other Hispanics. Like, our culture and our country is, like, the number one top.
Yeah,
Spanish,
that's definitely the vibe they was on. And the food was trash.
I was asking about the food because I saw there's a show on Netflix. I can't remember what it was called, but it wasn't all Latin American countries, but a lot of them happened to be. And the first one I saw, they were in Buenos Aires.
Well, I don't eat
and
steak.
It was like, I mean, obviously they're going to highlight the good places on the show, but they just made it seem like they have really good food.
No, like,
that's how I felt about
if
Paris.
You eat red meat, they're big for steak. Oh yeah, Paris is another one. The food is trash.
I mean,
it reminded me of Paris.
basura.
The food was trash. But you think about it, you never hear
You go to Paris for pasta.
Yeah, you never hear about the pasta. No, Italy.
Right, I was like,
I'm sorry.
France is not known for their food. Like, the think about the last time you went to a French restaurant.
Tarts.
Oh, that is true.
Think about it, yeah.
Caviar or something weird.
Yeah, oh, because that was my question when I did go to Paris. I was like, what are they known for? For us to eat. Because we were going to high-end restaurants.
Of course you were. Of course you were.
No, it was more so I was like, okay, I mean, this is a nice view and everything. Right. We're paying mad money, but I was like. But
the food was not that good.
There was nothing.
I can't even remember.
And they're rude.
Exactly. That part. You can't even remember.
Oh, no. It was crazy
and they know they're
one
rude.
Of my friends did tell me before going to Paris, she was like, people out there are rude. And I was like, maybe you just got a bad experience. No. Mind you, all the countries that I've been outside of the U.S., they speak Spanish, but same. I speak Spanish. Right. So I was like, okay. Oh, besides Cuba. People were rude in Cuba.
And see, that's the thing. And that's the thing. Like,
and I spoke Spanish. And they looked at me. I had two people do that where I'm like, hey, can I get directions? And they look at me up and down. And I'm like, okay. But they can tell, yeah, you're Spanish, but you're not from here.
And that's the thing. She said that to me before.
Yeah.
But, I had a totally different, to answer your question. But
that was when they first opened Cuba. Like, hey, you anywhere is allowed to come. So I don't know if it was just, they just didn't know, customer service or anything. Like, they're not used to, outsiders.
That could be.
Coming to their country, all right.
Because most Spanish-speaking places that I've been to, they are very welcoming.
Yes.
As long as you're trying.
Yeah, yeah, they're welcoming.
They're nice. So I was surprised to hear that about
Cuba.
Yeah,
but Paris was the same way,
Paris.
Me not knowing French, for me to experience the first time being in a country that I didn't understand. Right.
That was my first time.
It's like Hispanic coming to America or Americans going to the Spanish country and be like, what the fuck are they saying?
Yeah. They're rude and they know they're rude. Yes. It's kind of their personality trait.
I went in somewhere because I needed Wi-Fi to order Uber and I was just like, let me just get in it. And they were just looking at me like, huh? And I'm like, Wi-Fi. And they're like, they wanted to charge me just for standing there. You're using my Wi-Fi.
We went to a comedy show, and that was literally a part of his set.
Yeah.
Was how rude Parisians are. And it was Americans would be and they come in a room and it's like, hi, hello. And then Parisians, it was a part of his set of them being.
Or even in Paris, I'm not going to lie. I feel like us Americans do have it easy, and we are very catered, because when I went through the train station to get from Paris to London, I had a big bag and I was struggling to get that motherfucker up through the security just so I can go through detective whatever the hell, and you have a bunch of security guards just standing there not helping not one female or anything, and I saw that a lot, and I'm
Right.
Yo, what's going on? You guys don't have that kind of manner? You guys...
I think that's just parents. Just rude.
I'm you're not going to help me? I'm I'm a female. I mean, you don't have to, but that's kind of what I'm used to. It's just the right thing to do. Oh, no worries. I got it. No, they're just standing, looking, talking, probably laughing. She can't get that shit.
It hit me. The 11th country, it hit me. And I don't know how I forgot.
What?
It's DR.
That's DR, okay. Your sister went there, so.
The DR, Santo Domingo is the shit.
Oh my God, yes.
Santo is the shit.
You got to experience the city,
Yeah, you got to go to Santo, because that's the shit.
I do need to go to, I'm due for another Spanish-speaking country, because at this point, I went to Spain last January, and then I went in September. Before that, I haven't been to a Spanish speaking, I don't think since Dominican Republic. So my ear is Spain.
Yeah.
And that Spanish is very different than everywhere else. And so I sometimes wonder that I do myself a disservice by my first immersive experience was Spain.
Right.
I understand them 90%. I get it. These Latin American Spanish speakers.
I don't think you did yourself a disservice
it's kind of like listening to somebody from England.
I mean, everywhere you go, any Hispanic country you go to, they all speak differently. Doesn't matter if they speak Spanish.
No, but them,
don't matter where you go. Dominicans have we talk a lot. More, fast.
Be leaving out half the word. Now, obviously, everybody does that. I mean, when you're with your friends and you're talking,
Dominicans have their slang. You know how Americans have English, but there's a slang. That's how DR and PR they. Like, yeah. If I go to DR and I talk to them and then I go to PR, I'm like, what? What is that? What does that even mean? And then, like, being around like Mexicans, Hondurans, Salvadorians, mm-hmm. they all, Colombians.
Everybody has it. So
they
like,
all have a different accent. Yeah. They all call.
I don't have no chance.
They call straws differently in every country. Right. Like, it's different. So, I mean, in Spain, that's it's considered different. Like the correct Spanish right. way. Like the more formal, professional.
And I know how to switch. Like, I know how they talk, mm-hmm. like with their accent versus. Well, not everywhere else, but I know how to turn off
yes.
how they talk because mm-hmm. they have the lisp. They have the thick
S. Corazón.
Yeah. Oh, I know how to not do that, but I do it when I'm there. Yeah. And then if I'm talking to somebody that's here,
I won't do that.
But lispy.
I think I'm getting on my nerves, but it's okay. I used to watch everybody a lot. And I'm like,
well, that's the thing too. Like I've made a point to like continue, even though ultimately I need to just talk. Yeah. To somebody more, but I listen. Mm-hmm. A lot of the podcasts I listen to, they're always from Spain.
Wow.
A lot of the TV shows,
yeah, Money Heist.
They're all in Spain. So I'm like, I'm trying to listen to somebody from somewhere else, but a lot of the media stuff is from Spain. Mm-hmm. I've been watching a lot of Spanish movies on Netflix.
They've been doing a freaking good. Great
it's
job.
A movie. Listen, hey y'all, it's a movie called Mirage. It's good.
Very good.
It's a movie called The Invisible Guest. It's really good. I started The Paramedic, but I didn't finish it because he was crazy. But I might finish it at work tonight. But they're doing really good in like their thriller.
And, yep,
they movies have, they're good.
Actually, I think like really I mean, I'm sure they had more prior to Money Heist, but for me, like my
I
opinion,
finished that too.
After Money Heist blew up, I just felt like every Spanish show that I saw was from Spain.
You know, Queen of the South. I don't know if it's from Spain. I don't think it's Spanish, but it looks
no,
Mexican.
Queen of the South is Colombia.
Queen of the South is Mexican.
Well, from Mexico.
Right, right. I know there was an original one too.
Yeah, the original one is on.
Yeah,
I think it's on Netflix.
She's Colombian. The original one.
The original one might be Colombian.
I'm tripping.
But the one that's on.
But I watched it. I just can't remember if it was Mexico. She was from Mexico.
Yeah.
Her dad was Colombian, I think. The white guy, his people, whatever. I
the one that, yeah, well.
Queen of the South.
The one that died but didn't really die.
Right, right. What was his name? I don't even remember.
Sebastian? No.
Yes, it was.
I gotta get back.
I don't know where Sebastian came from, but that is not his name.
I gotta get back on Queen of the South because I didn't.
I
they probably start back up soon.
They probably.
They
gotta be at least what?
I haven't seen it in a while.
Five by now?
Yeah.
Yeah, the last. I think I tapped out around. Maybe the end of two.
The last season they were in New Orleans.
I made it that far.
Yeah. But I tried to watch. You know, obviously if it's Mexican, I think it's Mexican. But if it is, you know, the quality is different. Yeah. It looks more like a novela. Like the quality is different. So I tried to watch it, but it was hard after already having seen, you know, the version that I've seen.
Right.
It was hard to switch. But I was curious just to see what it was like. You know where it came from, what they're getting it from, but ultimately, and I've seen her in some other movies. I like her as an actress.
Alice Braga.
Yeah, because she was in.
It is from Mexico.
I Am Legend. She was in that. Mm. I've learned. It's weird, but I didn't know it. But I know her voice because in I Am Legend, she's narrating.
Oh, okay.
And so I heard her talking one time or something else. I was like. Went to my Google. And that was her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a good show. And I am. This is kind of an aside, but I'm really enjoying the foreign film section of Netflix. Mm-hmm. It's some good movies out there. It's just you gotta be. You have to be patient to sit there and read the subtitles. Obviously,
right.
Now when it's a Spanish speaking movie, I'm trying to also listen. But it's a lot of Korean movies on Netflix too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A lot of them.
I can't.
It's hard. But I think it's just hard to listen to. But for me, it's easy to listen to Spanish.
Right.
Korean is a little harder to listen to
and
pay attention.
Yeah, because I have to read the subtitles. And
yeah.
Wait, what?
But they'd be good. If you can get there, they are good.
I was going to ask you, did you ever watch Narcos on Netflix?
When it first came out, I did.
I stopped that.
I didn't continue.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. After Pablo got killed,
it went on for a while.
It's
still on.
Yeah, the cartel, and then they had the Mexican.
Yeah.
You know, but that was after Pablo got killed.
I haven't watched it in a while. Then. It was probably like, I don't know if I made it past the first season. Honestly, Oh, I'm thinking, because I remember where I was living. I remember where I was living when I watched it.
So you never saw Pablo get killed?
What? I don't think so. Huh. Oh, yeah, I think I was early Narcos.
Nah, you got to...
Yeah, you got to go back and revisit that.
That was the whole exciting thing.
Right, because they're talking about, you know, they're dealing with in Medellin and, mm-hmm. you know, Cartagena, Cali, and like, all of that. Like, it's, you get Bogota, the, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Like...
The whole Colombia. When,
yeah, yeah. Like, so yeah. You being there, you've gone there before, that right. You really, that's why I was watching, like, oh, yeah. Shit, like, I know about what they
that's about. Why I made me scared to go to Colombia. Like, oh.
A lot of, and so, I'm a, to bring it back around, I guess, to the travel, we had a, when I went, it was for a friend's birthday, and we had another friend, well, she had another friend, who was, like, nervous to go, because yeah. She was just like, oh, I'm going to be the one. And it was like, look, if you can't have fun, just don't come. And she felt bad, but yeah. The girl decided to not go on her own. But it was just like, look, if you can't even have a good time, no. We don't want that. We having fun. We saucing in the streets. Like, if you're nervous, then just stay here. So I'll be the one to get chopped up. Like, don't do that. You can get chopped up in the U.S., so.
That's facts.
Well.
I would say we're at the same time.
We could talk about traveling literally all day. Like, we have a million other stories.
But we're going to come back to it. Another episode.
Yeah.
On our travel stories. Thank
part,
you.
Part do. Do? Who so speaks much. French?
Not
part,
me.
Part do. Do.
Ciao.
Part two.
Ciao. That's all I know.
All right. See y'all next time. Thank you.